Narrative Frameworks 23. Projection. Can we not accept who we are? Can we not be with our truth and with our distortion? Can we not be with truth and distortion as it exists in us? Must we put it out there onto the external canvas of being? Must we leave the still hub of the wheel? To paint the turning, rotating carousel of external existence with the colours of our own interior being. Projection of our good onto other people. Projection of our bad onto other people. Projection of our value systems of good and bad outside of ourselves. Mirror play. World as mirror to us. You are the world, and the world is you. You are the one configuring the view. Internal, external, the two are not different. But in the external only, we are powerless. Because the mechanism exists within us. Coming out of the projected and back to the projector, we can determine what is projected and the projected world we see. So this is the importance of working with the inner dimensions of who we really are. And then and only then we can unify, we can integrate, we can collapse the duality of projector and projection into this one understanding of the truth of being, which is happening here. And so all the many projections, are there so many? Or is there only one? And is that one something different to us? Or is that one that which we are? Are we the seen? Or are we the mechanism of seeing? Are we the seen? Or are we the free flow of being that is seeing through us? And again, we come back to the question, who am I? Because if I say seeing through us, I've conceptualized us as a being through which seeing flows. When in actual fact, perhaps, the being through which seeing flows is just crystallized form of seeing itself. And our truest nature is that prior to the crystallization. Seeing sees through us, we are the seeing.